Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
There is one body and one spirit.
There is one hope in God's call to us.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Grant to us, Lord, we pray, the Spirit to think and do always those things that are right, that we, who cannot exist without you, may by you be enabled to live according to your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the second book of Samuel. The king, David, ordered Joab, the Abishai, and Ittai, saying, "Deal gently for my sake with the young man Absalom." And all the people heard when the king gave orders to all the commandments concerning Absalom. So the army went out into the field against Israel, and the battle was fought in the forest of Ephraim. The men of Israel were defeated there by the servants of David, and the slaughter there was great on that day, 20,000 men. The battle spread over the face of all the country, and the forest claimed more victims that day than the sword. Absalom happened to meet the servants of David. Absalom was riding on his mule, and the mule went under the thick branches of a great oak. His head caught fast in the oak, and he was left hanging between heaven and earth, while the mule that was under him went on. And the 10 young men, Joab's armor-bearers, surrounded Absalom and struck him and killed him. Then the Cushite came, and the Cushite said, "Good tidings for my lord the king, for the Lord has vindicated you this day, delivering you from the power of all who rose up against you." The king said to the Cushite, "Is it well with the young man, Absalom?" The Cushite answered, "May the enemies of my lord the king and all who rise up to do you harm be like that young man." The king was deeply moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went, he said, "O my son Absalom, my son, Absalom, would I had died instead of you, O Absalom, my son." The word of the Lord. The psalm is read responsively by half verse. Out of the depths have I called to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice.
Let your ears consider well the voice of my supplication.
If you, Lord, were to note what is done amiss.
O Lord, listen.
For there is forgiveness with you. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits for him.
In his word is my hope.
My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning.
More than watchmen for the morning.
O Israel, wait for the Lord.
For with the Lord there is mercy.
With him there is plenteous redemption.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Putting away falsehood, let all of us speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Thieves must give up stealing. Rather, let them labor and work honestly with their own hands, so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up, as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They were saying, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. On one Sunday in the month of August, we do baptisms. Today is that day. Today we are going to baptize three beautiful babies and one beautiful mama. Our little baby girl, Reese, was also going to be baptized, and you'll see her name in the bulletin, but she has a terrible ear infection. And so her poor mom called in distress, and we've decided to wait until November to get her baptized. Baptisms are one of my favorite things in the whole world to do. They are beautiful. As you see this child become part of the body of Christ, and you think of the life that that child will lead, serving Jesus and trying to follow him, it is mind-boggling. And when we baptize an adult who is able to consciously take those vows, it is awesome. If you take your camera and you zoom out from a baptism, it looks like a fairy tale. No matter how the babies behave, it's wonderful and beautiful. But if you take your camera and you zoom into the service closely, and you look at what's really happening, and you really read the words of the vows that these people are going to take, then you see the truth, which is that these babies and this young woman are embarking on a spiritual battle. And that they are marked as Christ's own, that they will live and serve on the side of goodness and light for the rest of their lives. The vows that they will take date back to the first century. I will ask them, do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Do you renounce all the evil powers which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God? Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God? It sounds bizarre, doesn't it? I meet with these families and we look over these vows and I tell them, we're not talking about a little red man that sits on your shoulder with red ears and a tail. But we are talking about the fact that you and your children are growing up in a world in which there is incredible darkness. And sin, and pain, and suffering. And in this baptism, you choose from this day forward to renounce those things, to turn away from them. And you are going to have to do this over and over and over again. Most of us, when we look at other families, we take the camera lens way back and we look and we say, aren't they wonderful? They have such beautiful children and they all seem to get along so well. But I guarantee you that if you look at any family and you take that camera lens and you zoom in closer, you will see that every single one of us is struggling. Every one. If you don't believe me, let me tell you a story. For most of this summer, we have been talking about King David, the greatest king of all Israel, who was given every gift from God. He had the best, most successful career. He was honored and loved and even adored. He had more wives than he could count, and children to boot. And yet this man, who had everything, desired one of the few things he did not have: a woman who was not his wife. And even though he knew it was wrong, he started to identify with his own desire and to believe that he could not live without this woman, and he took her and had her husband killed. Now, the nature of human sin is very interesting in Scripture. You see, when someone hurts themselves, they also hurt their loved ones. When you sin, you not only hurt yourself, you hurt your families. And if you do not say you're sorry and turn to God, then that sin will trickle down the generations. You will see it reenacting itself generation after generation. It does not go away. In fact, it often becomes worse. And there is a whole section of the David story which is rarely told by people because it is so upsetting. It is what happens to David's children. And it is the Bible, but it reads like a soap opera. It's like One Life to Live, a la Samuel. You see, David's children end up warring with one another. From one wife, David has two beautiful children, Absalom and his sister Tamar. From another wife, David has a son named Amnon. And both Absalom and Amnon are successful and handsome and have everything going for them, just like their father. But Amnon starts to lust after his half-sister, Tamar. And just like his father, he starts identifying himself with that desire, and he takes her. And he violates her and hurts her. Tamar is so distraught that she tears her robe and pours ashes over her head and wanders the corridors of the castle crying and screaming. Meanwhile, her older brother Absalom becomes angry. Anger is another thing that we can hold on to too tightly. There is good anger when we express it directly to the person we're upset with, and we say what we need to say, and then we let it go. But Absalom does not do that. He nurtures his anger, and he boils inside, and for 2 years he is furious with his brother Amnon, and he does not speak of it, and he does not communicate, and he roils inside until he gets his brother alone and has him murdered. And then, instead of repenting and coming to his father and saying how sorry he is, he runs away. David is distraught, trying to run his kingdom, with one son dead and another son estranged. And after a few years, he finally is coaxed into allowing his son Absalom to come back to Jerusalem and he embraces his son. And he's so grateful that at least he can have this son Absalom back. But Absalom is not finished nurturing his anger. Instead of forgiving his father, he begins to gossip. We never do that, right? He begins to tell everyone the problems of the king. In fact, Absalom stands at the gate of Jerusalem, and when people come to see the king because they have a complaint or a need, he says, "The king doesn't have any time for you. Go away." So the people gradually become more and more disgruntled, thinking that their king does not love them. And Absalom plants in their hearts the idea that he would be a better king. He gains support and followers, and eventually Absalom goes to war with his own father. They are deep in the woods fighting, and Absalom is caught in a tree, and he cannot get out. And the soldiers of David come and kill him. And then they go to David joyfully saying, "David, we killed your enemy. We killed Absalom." And David rushes up to a tower to be alone, where he weeps. And he says, "Absalom, my son, I wish I had died instead of you." Here was a man who had everything. And yet, because of sin, because of his inability to say no, because of the love and nurture of anger, his life unravels in front of his eyes. It completely unravels. And that is why, my friends, baptism is such a radical act. Because all of our lives will unravel if we don't continuously turn again back to God. In fact, after those three vows in which we renounce evil, I ask these parents and godparents, do you turn to Jesus and accept him as your Lord and Savior? Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love? Do you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord? Again and again and again throughout your life, you will miss the mark. You may never do something as terrible as David did, but all of us will make mistakes. All of us. And whenever we do, we have to stop and remember who we are, that we are baptized children of God, marked as Christ's own forever. And we have to turn again to Christ and say, "I'm sorry, I messed up. Let me eat again from that bread of life. Let me take you again inside myself. Let me right myself again so that I do not hurt myself or others." Jesus came to save us from our sins, and I know that sounds so hokey in this day and age, but it's true. If you look closely at any one of our lives, you will see that we struggle, and we need a Savior. We need him desperately. And so today, let us celebrate as four new souls come to Christ. Amen. Parents, grandparents, godparents, all kinds of parents, friends, come forward, please. Now that I've scared you, are you ready to take the vows? Come on up. We're on page 4 of your bulletin. Does everybody have a bulletin? If you don't have one, make sure you can look on. Hello, Trinity. Come on up. Everybody who wants to take the vows, please, please. The candidates for holy baptism will now be presented. Good.
I present Bryce and Thomas Patrick to receive the sacrament of baptism.
I present Trinity and Roman to receive the sacrament of baptism.
I present Kimberly Kirstine Patrick to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Parents, godparents, grandparents, will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life? Will you, by your prayers and witness, help these children to grow into the full stature of Christ? Kimberly, do you desire to be baptized? All of you. Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God? Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God? Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior? Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love? Do you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord? Congregation, will you, who witness these vows, do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ? Let us stand and join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of the Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers?
I will, God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord.
I will, God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people? And respect the dignity of every human being. Let us now pray for these persons who are to receive the sacrament of new birth. Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen. Amen. All children and those who would like to see better are welcome to come forward. Come on around, guys. You can come around the font. Ready? The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it, your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection. Through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who here are cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Name this child. Grayson and Mama, come up. Bryson Thomas, you and your mama lean over here. That's right. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And Kimberly, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Kimberly and Bryson came to us at our cathedral school, and we're so blessed. Bryson, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever. And Kimberly, Amen. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Amen. Okay, step down, careful. Good work. Name this child.
Kaya Breyer.
Kaya Breyer.
So trust me.
Kaya Breyer, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for your amens. They mean so be it. It's very important. Kaya, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Good job. And Trinity. Trinity is going to come up with her daddy. Come on up. Are you ready, Trinity?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to reach out over the water. There you go. Lean out over the water. Trinity, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Trinity, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon these, your servants, the forgiveness of sin and have raised them to the new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. You want more water, please? Okay. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal priesthood. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us welcome the newest members of St. John's Cathedral. If you're new or visiting, we hope you will fill out a visitor card and we can send you our e-newsletter. And thank you to all the parents and grandparents, godparents. You guys did beautifully. Every baby was good. I want to say a special thank you to Beth Wilson. Beth, will you stand up, please? Beth joined our church just 1 year ago and asked herself what God might have her do. You have to stand up more longer than that. There she is. She decided to offer vacation Bible school here at the cathedral and worked her tail off putting it together. We had no idea if any children would come. We had over 50 people here. It was such a joy to watch this place be filled with children singing and dancing and doing crafts and plays, and we want to do it again. And there are new families here that came because of Bible school, and we are so grateful to you. Thank you. I also want to thank everyone who came out for Bob Holmes' funeral. Bob was a sweet man with no family who delivered our altar flowers to the sick for 40 years. And he had no family, so he didn't know who would be here for his funeral, but it was a wonderful group of parishioners, and Bill Dunford preached the most beautiful sermon. And I want to thank every one of you that came and served and helped to make that funeral possible. That was beautiful. There are a lot of announcements in your bulletin. Our rally day is coming up, which is a chance for you to go and learn about a lot of the different ministries of the cathedral and where you would like to serve. Our youth are going to have a lock-in soon where they sleep here at the cathedral, so if you're a teenager, look to that. Tim Tuller is in the midst of teaching a great class called Misfit Musicians. I was able to sneak in for some time on Wednesday night in between Bible school things, and I found out that if it hadn't been for a button on his shirt, Handel would have been struck by a sword and died before writing the Messiah. I didn't know that. So if you want to learn more about the great composers, come on Wednesday night. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Right
and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because in Jesus Christ our Lord you have received us as your sons and daughters, made us citizens of your kingdom, and given us the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace, and at the last day bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your heart by faith with thanksgiving. You may be seated.
Thank you.
join me on the top of page 8 of your bulletin as we send forth our lay Eucharistic visitor who will bring the Eucharist to those who are shut in or homebound. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen.
Bless the Lord.